In the past few years, as big bookstore chains like Borders and Brentano's have folded, small independent bookstores have surprised some doomsayers by standing up to competition from e-books and internet sites like Amazon. For example, Green Mountain Books and Prints in the heart of Lyndonville is still going strong 37 years and three owners after the doors first opened.
Comes a 529.
As a few regular customers line up at the cash register, a bespectacled middle-aged browser from Washington, D.C. peers at shelves crammed with both used and new books. David Rusk comes in here every time he visits family in Vermont.
Well, I'd say it's a chaos filled with all sorts of nuggets.
And some of the rarest nuggets will go home with him.
And I've bought a book by Stephen Runciman called The Fall of Constantinople. So it's a very varied kind of shopping around. You see things on the shelves that grab your attention and strike some spark, and you grab it.
That's the kind of discerning out-of-town shopper the owner of this store wants to attract. But Kim Crady Smith also knows that to thrive, a downtown bookstore needs local foot traffic. That's one reason you can find her at 7:30 on a weekday morning making espressos at the cafe she and her partner own next to their bookstore.
Both places, in their own right, are unique, cozy places that draw people to them, so it's useful.
In addition to opening the cafe, Crady Smith has updated the business she bought in 2007 from a Linden State English professor and his wife. Now you can buy rare books and prints from a website, and social media is boosting marketing.
I had an intern this summer who got us onto Twitter and Pinterest, which I'm still learning about.
She's wearing a button with the phrase, "Give a book." Penguin Random House, the publisher, is donating up to 25,000 books to the Save the Children organization, one for every time the hashtag GiveABook is used. But independent bookstores in Vermont also make their own charitable gifts. For example, this holiday season, Bear Palmed Books in Montpelier gave a 15% discount to anyone who bought a book for a needy child through the Children's Literacy Foundation. Claire Benedict and her husband Robert Cassow own both Bear Pond for new books and Rivendell for used books across the street.
And what we're seeing now is the independent bookstores strengthening again.
Benedict concedes that some local bookstores closed along with the big chains when the recession hit and e-readers burst onto the scene. But according to a survey by the American Booksellers Association, online reading and selling seem to be leveling off now, and independent bookstore revenues grew by over 5% last year. Benedict says Bear Pond and Rivendell are both thriving.
In Vermont, I would say a huge, huge part of why we're still there is because people understand and understood before it became trendy the concept of buying local.
For example, this holiday season, one of the biggest sellers is itself local, Ice Ship, a book about polar exploration by Vermont author Charles Johnson. Yes, you can find that on Amazon, but Benedict says while some shoppers may flip through the pages in her store and then order online, many do just the opposite, researching it online, but patronizing their neighborhood vendor. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.